Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. The
Score! This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Mike Florio joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is the creator, the editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He is at Pro Football Talk on Twitter. I believe it is the same on Blue Sky, and he joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Mike, how are you?
I am doing great, and I am processing numbers that just came out 5 minutes ago from CBS for the Chiefs-Cowboys Thanksgiving Day audience. I had the over-under at 50 million. The prior record was 42.1. The new record is 57.23 million, a 36% bump over the prior all-time regular season biggest audience. It's amazing.
Wow. It's obviously a marquee matchup. There's no doubt about that. Cowboys on Thanksgiving, you know, and the Chiefs obviously have connections that go way back in their franchise. Iconic for the reasons they are. I wonder why that ended up being so well watched, though, compared to so many other games.
Well, it's the perfect spot to get maximum audience, and we've seen in recent years that middle of the afternoon Cowboys game has been the most watched regular season game of the year, even when it's not a great matchup, even when one or both teams isn't faring very well. The record came 3 years ago, 2022 Giants-Cowboys. That was the 42.1 million. And you throw on top of it the new Nielsen metric for measuring out-of-home viewing. They call it Big Data Plus Panel. They need a better name for that. But that has bumped everything by 10%. Right out of the gates. So maybe this would have been around 50 last year, 50, 51. You add 10%, you get around 57. So this is captive audience with captivating game with national teams. You got one team that calls itself America's team. The other team aspires to be the world's team. Both with serious playoff aspirations, their hopes kind of on the line. It all added up to, and you throw in it was a good game that went largely down to the wire, and you're going to have a massive audience that carries through all 3 hours. It peaked at 61 in the 7:45 to 8 p.m. Eastern 15-minute chunk, 61.357 million were watching.
Holy moly.
Mike, I'm not even surprised because I think, and you hit on it at the very end there, the quality of game, let alone the obviously the fan bases involved when you talk about Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City dynasty, and of course, America's team actually playing good football back above 500 now, and you're having to look at the Dallas Cowboys maybe in a way we weren't at the beginning of the season. And a lot of us here were kind of chuckling, like, oh, Matt Eberflus, I guess he's not as good a defensive coordinator as we thought he was. But
it was me. I'm the problem. It's me. I was like, Cowboys are done. Didn't you see how they lost to the Bears? Like, what? That part of it, Marshall.
What do you make of what the NFC has become? And the Cowboys are just kind of like at the tail end of this because there's so many good teams or teams that have had good seasons now with 8+ wins in this conference.
Well, coaches suddenly look a lot better when their players are better. You add Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson at the trade deadline, and that improves the defense. And look, the Cowboys have a certain style that is conducive to success. Their offense needs to score. The more their offense scores, the more confidence their defense has. And they've got that formula at home where it works. We're going to score, and it's almost like a tennis match. If we can just break serve, then off it goes. And they finally broke serve on the Chiefs in the second half and ended up getting the win. But yeah, it really is wide open, although it's a significant number of teams that have already been eliminated. Five are eliminated through 13 weeks. That's the most since 2000, and more are going to be eliminated this weekend. But the teams that are alive, like, there really isn't that team of destiny, that team that feels like it's going to run roughshod over everyone. The Rams were creeping in that direction, and then boom, they lose in Carolina, and it's got that vibe that it's wide open again. Now the Patriots, after what they did to the Giants on Monday night with a level of just raw violence that we don't see from many teams, the big hits, the message sent to the league, we're going to go for this number one seed, but there's still a sense that, you know, they're unproven. What's going to happen in the postseason? It really is wide open. The 14 teams that get in, for the most part, I think, except for maybe the AFC North champion, because if the Steelers get in, I don't think that they're equipped to win in the postseason. I'm not sure the Ravens currently are. The Bengals might be if they can get hot and win it. But most of the teams that get in, they're going to have a shot. If they get hot late in the season and carry it into January, they could win it all.
We're talking to Mike Florio, creator, editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. And Mike, I kind of want to springboard off of what you just said. Can you remember a year in the NFL where it has been this wide open, where there has been this much parity?
Well, think of what we've had really going back. Let's take it to, hell, all the way back to 2008. That was the year that Tom Brady was injured week one by Bernard Pollard, who came in low and hot in an opening day game between the Chiefs and the Patriots. That ended up being, you know, the Cardinals winning the division at 7-9 and making it to the Super Bowl. The Steelers, who weren't a powerhouse that year, and with the Patriots out of the way, it made it easier for them to get to the top of the pyramid. Since then, every year, there's been one or more teams that just felt like they were better than the rest. Colts and Saints in 2009, and then here come the Patriots again. 2010, the Ravens emerged late in 2012. That was kind of a wide open, surprising year. But for the most part, really since 2012, every year we've had this Patriots, 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 and then they handed the baton, Chiefs, 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 and you've got 49ers and Eagles in recent years who have been the class of the NFC. It has just felt like, you know, with some blips, it's felt like there's always been that team that is destined to get there, if not win it. This year, there really is no team that has that aura, which I think makes it exciting and is going to make it very nerve-wracking and frustrating, and games are going to turn on a bounce of the ball, a good call, a bad call, a good decision, a bad decision, and the margins are going to be tight. And if we're getting 57 on Thanksgiving, the numbers for the playoff games, think about how much bigger they're going to be.
I can't wait to see it. Mike Florio joining us here on Raheem Harrison Grody, as he does every week. And I'm looking at this NFC, and here in Chicago, we're looking at it the same way you are. It's wide open. The Bears on top for now. They're on top of not just the division, but the North, and that can all change, of course, if they lose at Green Bay. But how realistic is it to see a first-year head coach like Ben Johnson with a young quarterback like Caleb Williams step into the void that has been created in the NFC where there is no dominant team?
No, it's not crazy at all. And look, they started 0-2, 8-1, 9-1 since then. But, you know, I said this last week, we're going to learn a lot about the Bears against the Eagles. And we did. They went in there, and it wasn't some escape like we've seen against the likes of the Bengals. It was a butt kicking. And it doesn't get any easier. Two games against the Packers, the Lions are looming, the 49ers. The Browns are no slouch. Yeah, they're still the Browns, but they don't quit, and their defense is very impressive, and they have Myles Garrett. So the rest of the way, every week is going to be a fight. But with each additional win, and we see this from time to time where you build confidence, and confidence leads to more confidence. And I said early on when the Bears started winning, you get buy-in to what it is that Ben Johnson is selling. And it's just this organic thing, you know, the hot dog thing with the shirt off and the celebrations in the locker room. I said on Monday, we started the show with the Texans locker room celebration after they beat the Colts. It's like, you know, the Bears have kind of ruined it. Like, everybody else's locker room celebration is like, meh, eh. I want to see the Bears celebrate. So, it, you know, you capture that naturally. It's not forced. It's not contrived. It's not phony. It just kind of happens, and you ride it. And that's what's fun. Let's see how far the Bears can ride it. And they're riding into a Packers game. I'm trying to figure out the last time the Bears and Packers in the regular season, not the 2010 NFC Championship, the regular season, Bears, Packers this late, both teams good, both teams viable, both teams fighting for the division title and maybe the one seed. I can't remember a year when both teams were that good this late. I doubt that it's happened since the merger.
I think the closest that I can remember is 2018. That was week 15. The Bears played the Packers and beat them 24-17. Mitch Trubisky was the game's leading passer with 235 yards. The Bears were 10-4 at that point in the year, and the Packers were 5-8. So even then, it wasn't the same. It might have been the same for the Bears, but it wasn't the same level all the way around.
No, no, Mike McCarthy had already been fired by the Packers.
Yeah.
We were talking about it, I think, today on PFT Live, and Chris Sims mentioned 2018, and I said, whoa, 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 whoa. But McCarthy got fired that year. It was a big year for the Bears, yeah, but not the Packers. To get it to line up like this, I mean, it's like one of those astronomical things you read about from time to time. It's going to be the only time this happens in the next 173 years. Like, I think it's the first time it's happened in a long time. And you're going to get two of them, Bears-Packers games down the stretch, that both are going to be very consequential. And I'm going to have to go back now. As much as I don't want to spend the time doing it, I've got to go back year by year and look at each game and try to figure out the last time there was a Bears-Packers game this important this late in the season.
Our segment with Mike Florio brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Mike, we were talking about this just in the break before we started talking to you, Marshall and I. The concept of a Saturday night Bears-Packers game 2 weeks after the previous meeting, I don't know that the city's going to handle this. A home game, no less? Like, this could get very interesting in the city of Chicago.
I mean, this is awesome, and that should be a significant viewership. They announced the times for those two games they were holding back, Eagles and Commanders or Bears and Packers, and it became pretty obvious as the Commanders started losing games that that would be the early game and Bears-Packers would get prime time. Yeah. Hey, look at this week's slate of games. There are, in every window, Thursday night, Sunday early, Sunday late, Sunday night, Monday night, in every window, there is a significant game that is oozing with playoff potential. In the 1 o'clock window, there are multiple games that have that. So we're going to have more of that as these teams stay clustered together. This is Pete Rozelle's fever dream that he envisioned in the 70s when it was the Steelers, the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Cowboys, and everybody else. And the talent gap was significant between the best and the worst teams. There's going to be a lot of very interesting games as we get closer and closer to the end of the regular season.
I don't know that anyone had this as far as a dream goes, but the Browns have opened the 21-day practice window for Deshaun Watson. How realistic is it that Deshaun Watson plays this season for the Cleveland Browns?
And the way it works is they have 21 days now to either put him on the 53-man roster or put him back on the physically unable to perform list, and he won't play at all this year. There's a contractual issue that's very complicated, and it's right on the fringes of things that are too complicated for me to understand, which is a fairly low bar. But there's an insurance policy as part of Deshaun Watson's contract. It's in the Browns' business interests for him to not play. Now, I don't know how much of the year he has to play to claw away at some of the insurance money they'll get for that twice torn Achilles tendon that has had him on the PUP list. Remember, he tore it during the season, then he tore it again during his rehab. And now, okay, he's got 21 days to practice. We'll see what that means. We're getting so close to the end of the season. I don't know why they would do this other than to just take advantage of the opportunity to get him on the practice field in advance of next year. And here's the other thing to remember, too. They're not going to cut him. The way that they have kicked the salary cap can with his contract, if they would cut him, the salary cap ramifications would be crippling for that franchise. They've got to run this all the way through 2026 because they've got the contract structured so cap charges trickle into the future years, so it's manageable. They've still not taken the majority of the cap charge for this contract, even though most of the money's already been paid out.
We're talking to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, and I mentioned the parity when it came to record in the NFL. We want to talk about award season, too. Who do you think is the coach of the year? Because I can name like eight people who I think deserve a shot at that award. Obviously, one of them for us is Ben Johnson.
Well, it's funny, too, because I'm one of the 50 voters. And
can we interest you in something in exchange?
I'll take free hot dogs. Well, as long as I don't have to take my shirt off, I'll take free hot dogs.
We're getting them today from the Wiener Circle.
If you were with us today, would literally get the Wiener Circle hot dogs that are being awarded out. Were awarded out yesterday because Ben Johnson took his shirt off.
Yeah, and I'm in a spot with the AP where I've done it for a few years now, and I think one of the reasons they gave me a vote is to get me to quit complaining about and criticizing the process, and that hasn't worked. So it's kind of like I want them to fire me and they want me to quit. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to do it. But they get very nervous when voters talk about, you know, who we'd vote for. So we have to say, I'm not making my final vote until it's time to do so. But based upon the way things currently are now, this person would be a candidate that I seriously consider. And here's the reality. The votes are cast 3 days after the regular season ends. For a lot of these awards, it all crystallizes once we can see the playoff tree. And if the Patriots are the number one seed in the AFC, Mike Vrabel becomes the most logical choice. But if the Bears are the number one seed in the NFC, then you got Ben Johnson. And because each award goes five deep now, it's going to come down to first place votes. And here's the other wrinkle. They didn't tell us they were doing this last year before they did it. This year they made it known that all the ballots are going to be released after the awards are announced.
And I love
And look, I like it too, but will it affect the way people vote? And will people want to avoid getting dragged, criticized, called out, ridiculed? At least they know this year. The 50 people who vote know. And I always posted my own ballot, so I didn't care. But they were all kept secret until last year. I don't like that they disclosed all the votes without telling people they were doing it, because they absolutely failed to tell the voters they were doing it last year. And this year, they won't say who the 50 voters are. I've asked, who are the other voters? I'd like to know. I'm willing to say I'm one of them, and I know Chris Sims is another, but no one knows. Tom Brady has had a vote the past couple of years, even though he's a minority owner of the Raiders. That absolutely shouldn't happen.
That should not happen.
I don't think he is this year, but they won't say whether or not he is. It's just a weird situation where an organization committed to transparency refuses transparency when it comes to this process.
Mike, how is that possible, though? Yeah. Shouldn't you have to stand on it, or else you should be like, I'm not voting then. You don't get a vote if you have a problem with this.
Oh, no. I think if you're going to take a vote, if you're going to have a vote, you need to be willing to put your vote out there. My point is, for some of the people who may be sensitive to getting criticized on social media. I mean, I've got armadillo skin when it comes to that kind of stuff. I don't care if somebody has a problem with how I voted. But some of these other people who aren't used to it, who either aren't on Twitter or have like 5,000 followers and nothing that they ever say registers, and they haven't been criticized by every shape, size, and variety of human and beast out there at one time or another, beast they may be a little word. Sensitive.
Yeah, beast now, is a great word.
You're right. I guess we'll find out when they release the votes whether or not he has one, right? That's the only way to really find out.
That's absolutely right. I don't think he does, though. They gave a cockamamie excuse last year as to why they hadn't taken his vote away. And the way they explained it, the reasoning would imply they're never taking it away. I think they took it away. I think they realized they were kind of asleep at the switch when he became Raiders minority owner. And I think they realized then this probably shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen before because he was in the process of buying a piece of the Raiders. It definitely shouldn't happen now.
Mike Florio, that is excellent insight. Thank you so much for taking the time and telling us. And like I said, you know, we are getting some Wiener Circle hot dogs. We could find a way to get them to you if you're so interested.
However long it takes, you know, hot dogs probably have a half-life on the scale of plutonium. So however long it takes, I will eat them.
All right. So we'll get that carbon dating going. Mike Florio, thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks.
Enjoy your lunch, Mike.
Second City Prime, I need to look up. They do ship. They've got probably the best shipping for high-quality meat there is.
But I could just imagine.
They could at least help us out with the logistics.
The Wiener Circle like shipment with a foul message attached to it. When you get your hot dog.
Then Mike would feel like it's the internet. That's an excellent segue into our next subject. It's time to discuss this. It's December. It's snowing outside for some stupid reason. So I think it's time to discuss Ben Johnson for Coach of the Year. And the issue is there are a lot of other people in the NFL who are a part of that list too. So Mike gave us some information. Let's expand on it next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
doesn't mean anything. You know, there's five games left, so we got a long ways to go, and we have not been guaranteed a spot in the tournament yet. We have to earn that right, and the only way you can earn that right is by finding a way to win the next game. So that's where our sole focus is.
That is Ben Johnson, who doesn't care about your one seed in the NFC right now. It feels so nice to say it, though. It just does. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And it's December 3rd. What day is it? It's December 3rd. And the Bears are one seed in the NFC.
It's Wednesday, right?
And if he doesn't care, yes, it is Wednesday. And if he doesn't care, it's okay. I care. So I also think it has to do a lot with what we will talk about next. I mentioned this to Mike Florio. When you really consider all of the people who could be part of the Coach of the Year discussion this year in the NFL, it really is it's a fun problem to have when you consider how many people deserve credit. But according to our partner, FanDuel, Mike Vrabel right now is the favorite at negative odds. So 190 minus 195. As I think Mike Florio appropriately mentioned, it's going to come down to perhaps who gets the one seed in their respective conference. Ben Johnson is next at plus 250. Then you've got Mike McDonald. I keep forgetting to mention him in this conversation.
It's because they're far, far away. Far northwest.
Did you not realize what I did there?
I didn't, I guess.
I keep forgetting.
I don't know the reference.
Isn't that a Mike McDonald song?
Oh, I'm not into Mike McDonald music.
Plus 650 for Mike McDonald.
I apologize.
Brian Schottenheimer at plus 1900.
Your guy.
Dave Canales at plus 2200, which is a name that deserves recognition. Although the win-loss total, I don't think gets him there.
What if they just keep winning games, though? They're not so far out of it.
If the Panthers keep winning games.
I'm saying.
If the Panthers run the table. In a world where that would happen, sure.
I love how
sure.
When I say it, it's funny though.
Because it is funny. It's a funny thought to have. Then it's Shane Steichen with Indianapolis at plus 2,500. I frankly thought he would be higher on this list according to FanDuel.
There's a reason I put a whole lot of money on the Houston Texans to win the AFC South when they were 0-3.
That is fair. Why? What is your main reason?
Because the Texans are better than the Indianapolis Colts.
But they weren't showing it is the problem.
Their defense was dominant even in those losses. And I was like, oh, CJ Stroud and these weapons will figure it out.
Firing Bobby Slowick was a bad move. And then Liam Cohen, the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach, also tied with Shane Steichen at plus 2,500 odds, according to FanDuel. I think the issue is Vrabel's the favorite because he matches his reputation. You don't necessarily remember how it all fell apart for him in Tennessee. The reputation that he had prior to the last couple of years there. And I think the understanding that ownership really hamstrings that organization. Do you see Vrabel make it all right again? And you see him come back to the form you know him to have. And I feel like that's what sets him apart is probably the favorite here in this case.
Do you feel like if you've won Coach of the Year before, because let's be honest, these awards have become largely narrative-based. So do you feel like if you've won the award before, it hinders your chances of winning it again? We know it does that at the same place. Now, he's in a new place, but he's also in a place that's used to winning in New England.
Well, that's why I feel like it sometimes, unfortunately, I think it comes down to things aligning to make sense. Vrabel comes back to New England, gets a very big name staff together of coordinators, people that people know. You're seeing what's happening with Drake May. He's in the MVP discussion. So then it's like a bunch of comfortable things coming together as to why they would name him Coach of the Year. Frankly, those are successful things, too. You have to be winning in order to earn that award.
Okay, so Mike Vrabel won this award in 2021 when he was with the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Johnson's never been a head coach. So if Ben Johnson continues to do what he's doing, and let's say they both finish at the top of their respective conferences, don't you have to give the nod to Ben because of what he's been able to do and who he's been able to do it against?
Well, that's pretty much how Matt Nagy got the award. You know, that's how Matt Nagy became coach of the year. It's that exact description that you gave. And then additionally, it was the reputation that Nagy had at the time for being a part of the Kansas City offense, even though Andy Reid was calling the plays. That's how Nagy ended up getting it. And I think that Ryan Pace at the time got executive of the year because he took a risk when it came to the draft capital. He gave up the two first rounders to get Khalil Mack. But then you saw how it all came together. And that's why he was able to win the executive of the year award. He had seemingly hired the right guy and he had taken a big swing that ultimately had the ball going out of the yard. So that whole concept is proven, and it's the last time it resulted in that here.
So you're saying Ryan Poles is going to win executive of the year if the Bears finish atop the conference?
I'm not saying that.
He went out and got all the stuff.
But now somebody will say I said that. I think it was Bill Zimmerman, our friend who works for BetMGM Network, who did mention it over, I think it was a couple days ago, that even asking that question, does he deserve to be in the conversation? If a team is winning like this, the answer is yes.
Yes.
He deserves to be in the conversation.
I agree with that. I just don't think that he...
Is he Brad Holmes? No. That's just how I feel about it.
Well, here's what I'll say. If the Bears finish with the best record or at the top, tied with the best record, as long as they finish as the number one seed with a bye... That's what the number one seed
but
gets
you. But the way you say you're like, it's like me being like, as long as I find $1 million out of the snowfall in the air, like it's you sell it well.
But as long as that happens, you have to be like, okay, look at what this draft class from Ryan Poles, CC, you know, Ben Johnson, CC, Dennis Allen, look what the draft class looks like and how they've contributed in a positive way, and look at what he did to address the interior of the offensive line in the offseason, and look at the depth he got with guys like Nashawn Wright. Like, there's names you can throw out there.
Nashawn Wright told me that Ryan Poles signed off on making sure that he came here. And so Ryan Poles gets credit for that. Like, he was a part of it. Nashawn Wright had the relationship with Al Harris from Dallas from when he was there. But and he asked for his release, by the way, from the Vikings. He mentioned that to us at Football After Dark last night. But yeah, it is definitely part of that discussion. CeeDee Gardner-Johnson is another one. You know, those free agent pickups and having them function is not something I'm used to having to say.
Because we're used to the Ryan Poles pickups of, say, Chase Claypool. Where do you want to start, actually?
Like, Nate Davis.
Nate Davis comes to mind.
Valus Jones. Byron Pringle. N'Keal Harry. I can go on.
And so I say this because I obviously have some proverbial skin in the game with the Ben Johnson pick and everything else.
On FanDuel?
That's one of the apps that I use, yes. I don't know which one it's on, though, because... I've used many.
Because those were, well, those were the FanDuel app odds that I mentioned, just okay. For the record.
So I think to get his award, which I don't know how much he cares or how much he would say he even cares about this award, Ben Johnson, the Coach of the Year award, he needs Mike Vrabel to lose some games. I think that's what it ultimately comes down to. Because Mike Vrabel is the guy that came into New England and, I mean, the turnaround in both places has been beyond magnificent.
The fact that we're talking about Drake May for a possible MVP, even though, by the way, he hasn't had a 300-yard game yet this year.
But how them touchdowns looking?
Yeah, yeah, real good. That system looks real good. And that's part of it, too. I think that the coordinator hirings also play into that a bit. But Ben Johnson deserves to be in this conversation. Like, that was my first thought when I was watching the game on Friday. I'm like, how can you not mention him in this?
I think he's rooted in the conversation. It's just a matter of who you're comparing him against. And Mike Vrabel is obviously a more well-known name, a more historical name, because he's already won the award once. And you see what Tennessee looks like ever since they fired him. They look really, really, really bad.
Also, just don't forget this part of it. Don't forget the part that Mike Vrabel was one of the candidates the Bears interviewed for the job. And we get to talk about this in such a positive way because they hired Ben Johnson. you know, we get to talk about it not with anger and not with regret and not with the, oh, look, they failed again, but with the, oh, that's nice. Look what their team is doing. Well, that's neat. Do you think they're going to continue this? Do you think Drake May could be the MVP? And it's all this very positive conversation because the Bears are doing what they're doing at 9-3.
It's kind of amazing that you could have, I mean, if they go 3-2 the rest of the way, they'll have gone from 5-12 to 12-5. Switch, just flip the script.
That is exactly flipping the script. That is Marshall Harris. I'm Layla Rahimi. What about you? Well, if you're caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670, you'll win a pair of tickets to see the Scores holiday broadcast. That is our show, Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, and Spiegel and Holmes. We're doing a special show on December 11th. On the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois performance stage, it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Are you ready to spend that kind of time with us? It's a seven-hour day. You guys ready?
I would like to spend time with you.
Wait, is that an eight-hour day? Am I shorting an hour?
What's
there?
The time?
11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 11, yeah, that's an eight-hour day.
11 to 7?
11 to 6, or 10 to 6.
Okay, yes, that's an eight-hour day.
10 to 6. Are you ready to spend an eight-hour day with us? You should ask yourself that question.
You know,
some of you already do.
And I'm proud of you for spending all the hours.
Yeah. Especially in a day like this where there's stupid snow again. I don't know why I'm so mad about this. Coming up next, it is halftime. More Michael Jordan. But it was a detail about one of his contracts from his discussion in Insights to Excellence last night that got us all talking. So we want to share it with you next. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime, and we have to tell you about the story that just happened. So we mentioned to Mike Florio in our fake bribe that I was going to try to get him to vote for Coach of the Year by bribing him with hot dogs, and we were getting Wiener Circle hot dogs in honor of the free hot dogs that were given out yesterday. They're, of course, awesome. And then I'm like, oh, who delivered them? Ray?
It was Jake Melnick from Jake Melnick's Corner Tap, who introduced himself as such, and I was like, whoa.
Jake Melnick's Corner Tap delivered us? Jake Melnick himself?
Jake Melnick himself brought us a delivery from the Wiener Circle.
What?
So shout out to Jake Melnick the man himself for going through the snow to bring us the Wiener Circle dogs. Shout out to Ari Levy for delivering on the promise to give us some the Wiener Circle dogs. And shout out to Poochie just because the Packers.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I just can't believe that Jake Melnick himself, in the snow no less, delivered. Damn, that's service.
It sure is.
Thanks, guys.
Shout out to Jake. Those wings are fire, by the way. And shout out to the hot dog. I've had my first of many.
Yeah. It's going to take me an hour to eat this because I get the everything dog. And then I shake a little more celery salt on it because that's how I do. We started talking about Ben Johnson clarifying his discussion about the Bears passing game. I have seen no red flags yet from Caleb Williams that caused me to think, oh, he can't do any of this stuff. I would like to see you do simple better. Okay. I think you can still do that. That's it, really. Like, I feel like that's going to happen. I'm not worried yet. It's gonna take next season for me to be like, oh, maybe this isn't good.
How about the end of next season? Let's just...
Yeah, I mean, but I'm talking about, like, the dirt ball to the screen pass stuff. Like, we got time. We have time for you to improve. It's okay. And it's okay to say that your running game is better than your passing game right now. As to how important it is to outplay Jordan Love because of that... Not necessarily you have to, but you have to limit Jordan Love from doing what he did against the Lions, throwing four TD passes. Running back talk was at 10:45. Mike Florio was at 11. And we talked about the Coach of the Year race, which I think is going to be an ongoing discussion until it happens because of how wide open this NFL is.
It's nap time.
So we got another microdose of the MJ Insights to Excellence interview with Mike Tirico and Michael Jordan.
Got any more of those Michael Jordan Insights to Excellence?
It's a powerful drug. So he shared a detail about his NBA contracts. Listen to this.
How did that love of the game fuel your career?
It was the basis of my career. My love of the game within my contract, which, you know, I'm pretty sure most contracts now, I'm actually positive now, don't have that clause within the contract. Where
you had a clause in your contract.
Love of the game of contract. Right. That if I was driving with you down the street and I see a basketball game on the side of the road, I can go play in that basketball game. And if I get hurt, my contract is still guaranteed. I love the game so much that I would never let someone take the opportunity for me to play the game away from me. As opposed to now where you don't have it, players probably don't play. Now, they get individual attention with their trainer.
Sure.
You know, ready to go out and shoot 100 shots or 1,000 shots. I found it to my benefit was go play basketball, man.
I actually think this might be one of the biggest flexes that Michael Jordan has talked about. Because nobody has that in their contract. It's usually the exact opposite. They wrap you in bubble wrap or something and you can't look at something funny for fear that you're going to get injured. And MJ's like, no, I can walk in off the street right now. And if I see a game happening to my left anywhere, I can play it. Why do I think it happened too?
I don't know if that part happened in the way that he described it. I do know this, that for the love of the game, when he said it, I wasn't thinking about basketball anymore. I was thinking about cards. I was thinking about dice. I was thinking about anything that had to do with gambling. That's how I absorbed that information from Michael Jordan. If I walk by and see some guys shooting some dice, if I want in, I'm in. That's just me personally.
For the love of the game.
For the love of the game.
Is it for the love of the game at that point, or is it for the love of competition?
Is there a separation between the two?
Yeah, sometimes, because if it's the physical act of playing basketball versus the competition element, then the two are different.
I think it's for the love of the competition then. Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think the stories of him as an owner playing his players one-on-one.
Or coming into practice and then just being like, what are you idiots doing?
And then suiting up and showing them, this is how we get down.
Who had the story recently, guys? We played it on our show that Jordan showed up to practice and then just like messed around and like dunked on somebody and then walked off. Who was that? I forget
I don't remember
which
that, but
person talked about. Was it Steven Jackson again? Did I mention him twice today?
I think it was Steven Jackson because Steven Jackson was on the Bobcats, was
oh, yeah.
he not?
No,
yes!
It was Steven
yes!
Jackson.
Oh yep. My, it's such a funny story because Steven Jackson also a bit that way, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. he's about that life.
S. Jackson, I've never seen any smoking and want a part of. There's a reason that podcast is called that.
Listen.
It became personal with me.
Jordan, that's the thing. If you can just mentally make things a slight against you, take things personal.
I do it all the time, and yet it doesn't help me.
The extra energy you can gain from just making things personal and feel personal, it will motivate you. Two things that will motivate people to doing things they didn't know they were capable of. The fear of failure is probably number one, and then spite is number two. Spite is a powerful and sometimes toxic influence on folks.
Are you kidding? I'm pretty sure it fuels most social media platforms right now. Like, the entire thing you just described is the internet.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Also, can I ask you something?
Always.
Okay, so I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
I think that you and Michael Jordan have the same type of analogy construction.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. The floor is not the ceiling.
But I thought it was a valid statement. Why am I the only one who got it? Why did the ceiling being the roof? He's trying to say that the ceiling is higher than the traditional ceiling you think of, a.k.a. the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
Why was that so hard to understand?
I think he was just saying the ceiling is the roof.
His point was the ceiling is not this thing. You know, that thing that some bear punched. We got an update on that for you, by the way. That's not until 1:45 in our additional halftime, a.k.a. the end of the game.
You know what? I'm going to bust out an analogy soon. I'm trying to figure out which segment I'm going to use my analogies.
It's not a bad thing. I just think the way you choose minds works is similar.
Well, you know what? If you're going to put me on par with the billionaire and Hall of Famer and the greatest to ever walk the face of the earth at his particular sport, I won't turn down that comparison, I suppose.
Yeah, 6-3-0 is correct. Michael Jordan comes into the bar and takes over the foosball table. Just anything.
Darts.
Anything. It's such a flex, though. He's like, oh, this baseball game? I want in now.
Michael Jordan at Flip Cup, walking into a party.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Visualize
that. Can you imagine that?
Michael Jordan at beer pong, walking to a party. Party games with Michael Jordan. He's walking down the street. He sees some kids having fun over there. What y'all doing over there? They're playing Flip Cup in the front lawn. Oh, okay. For the love of the game.
779. Spite and anger gives me absurd abilities, but in my work life, if I bring that out, I'm toxic. If I complain and if someone says 2 + 2 = 2 instead of 2 + 2 = 4, you know why? Because that person who said 2 + 2 = 2 is probably your boss's favorite.
You know what? That's not a bad. Yeah, I could see that. It's not good.
I'll just leave it with that nugget of knowledge. It's such a flex, though, that's in the contract. And they're like, yeah, sure.
Do you have a for the love of the game in your contract?
I guess kind of. Yeah, we're allowed to do other hustles as please. Yes.
You're right.
You definitely
just did that yesterday.
You definitely just had the love of the game yesterday.
Love of it. Beautiful football. Beautiful football being played at Illinois State.
There you go.
Congratulations to the Friars over the Flyers, the Fenwick Friars.
Marshall, I was tuned into that game. That was a drunk championship high school football game right there. That was insane.
I thought it was great.
That's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be exciting.
Also, St. Francis over at Providence Catholic. Shout out to them.
Yeah, love
beating
it.
Beating a good team twice.
Yeah, congratulations to everybody for making it to the state title games, too. That
also,
is no
you get a trophy.
Feat.
Just second place is a thing. You get a trophy.
You should get a trophy for finishing second place in the state. So congratulations, everybody. In the meantime, we have 5 on it next. There are some power rankings involving ye bears, los osos, if you will. So we will examine them next here on Rahimi Harris and Grody on the Score.
Go play basketball, man.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.